We'll get there. Please.
We're going to read excerpt number 6 from the article. What does it mean that the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe in the work? The correction, when a person walks on the left line, is that he doesn't wait to get a descent and fall and waits until an awakening from above comes to him. Rather, he extends on himself or draws on himself the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning he has no spark that wants to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. Then he already has room for prayer. This is, as Baal HaSulam said, about what our sages said about David, who said, "I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me." This means that King David did not wait for the dawn, called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him, but he himself awakens the darkness and prays for it that the Creator will shine his face to him, and this way he gains time by having the preparation for the darkness. Then it is easier to correct it. And some he prefers. Excerpt number 7 from the essay, "What is the shepherds of Abram's cattle and the shepherds of Lot's cattle?" In every beginning, a person must begin anew the reception of the kingdom of heaven. And it's not enough what he had yesterday, the faith that he had in the Creator. Therefore, every reception of the kingdom of heaven is regarded as a new discernment, meaning that now he received a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and fills up the empty space with the kingdom of heaven. It turns out that now he has sorted out something new that didn't exist before he took the empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is called raising a new spark into the Kedusha, holiness. Until, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the empty space into the Kedusha, the holiness. It turns out that from every descent, he comes into a new beginning and raises new sparks. Therefore, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape the campaign, although he sees that he is not advancing. Instead, he should try to begin anew every time. That is, the fact that he's beginning to ascend, he should not say that he's reached his previous degree once more. It turns out that he did nothing in his work, since he thinks that now he has risen to his previous degree. Instead, he should believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the spark that belongs to his own essence.
That
excerpt number 8 from the article Lishma and Lo Lishma by Rabash. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal. Meaning, what is required of man and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and mitzvot, commandments, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state, where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. Then, man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help. But by himself, he is doomed. It was said about this, yet those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength. Meaning those people who hope for the Creator. This means that they see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degree, since there is no light without a kli.
Then such exalted.
Excerpt number 9 from the essay, What to Ask of the Creator to Be His Servant. When a person sees he has disturbances in the work of the Creator and wants to pray to the Creator to have the strength for work, what should he ask? There are two options. One, for the Creator to remove the disturbances from him, and then he won't have to make great efforts to walk in the path of the Creator. Number two, for the Creator to give him greater taste in Torah and prayer and good deeds, by which their disturbances will not be able to detain him. Because when the Torah and mitzvot, commandments, are important, the disturbances cannot rule. For example, a person cannot say that he has many disturbances, and therefore he cannot save his life. That is, it is not true what a person claims, that because he has disturbances from his relatives or his environment, he cannot save his life. Because in truth, a person will give everything he has for his soul, and all the obstacles don't count in his eyes. Therefore, he asks the Creator to give him the taste of life in Torah and mitzvot, and compared to life, a person cannot say that he has disturbances because the importance of life doesn't let him relate.
Ket 16.
No. Excerpt number 16.
This is from Baal HaSulam's letter. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. And although the intellect denies this depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase love and one does not increase, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is unlike the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need.